No two games are ever the same when you take on this remarkable machine. What will unfold today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players who are hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Elaine. I'm a cabin crew member from Newcastle.
I'm Andy, a pharmaceutical sales manager from Bristol.
I'm Marge. I'm a retired facilities manager from Surrey.
I'm Faisal. I'm a data analyst from Ealing.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. So in round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Now, most of the counters that come out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score, including, of course, our mystery counters, which come with a bonus prize. But, even more excitingly, we have two new additions to the machine, the double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round will be eliminated and will be leaving with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could be game changers. Everybody ready? Yeah. Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. What is the name of the traditional garment under which a true Scotsman is said to wear no underwear? Elaine.
Kilt.
It is a kilt, Elaine, yes. Do you want to play or pass?
I'm definitely going to play.
Where are you going to play?
I think I'm going to go for drop zone two because of the obvious.
The mystery prize. Let's light up drop zone two for Elaine.
Come on. Come on.
Everyone had their eye on that mystery prize, Elaine. Are you going to get your hands on it, though? Double going to shift? Or just spin under the double?
Come on.
Really?
I'm afraid, Elaine, it's not going to fall for you. So, one counter in, but nothing out. Next question for everybody. In 2014, which Downton Abbey Dame was made a Companion of Honour as part of the Queen's Marge?
Is it Maggie Smith?
Queen's Birthday Honours List, it is. Dame Maggie Smith. You're absolutely right. Well done.
Good. Well done.
So, Marge, would you like to play?
Dinky-doo number two.
Let's have it. A little bit of dinky-doo. Light it up. Quick drop.
Well, that's a good one.
It is flat.
No.
Where's that going to go? Slide around it. Good enough.
Oh, you're
no. Oh, Marge.
Marge.
Nothing for dinky do. Number two, I'm afraid, Marge.
No, I don't get nothing for that. No.
Right then. So, Marge, you lose a counter into the machine with nothing coming out. Next question. At American universities, the names of fraternities and sororities are made using letters from which, Faisal?
The Greek alphabet.
That's right. From which alphabet? It's the Greek alphabet, Faisal. You're right. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
Go for it.
The obvious. Drop zone two.
Thanks. Light up drop zone two for Faisal. There we go.
Oh.
Just shifted to the other side, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. No.
You might.
No, that's OK, I think.
Get something down.
Yeah.
It's on the wrong side, though.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it might be all right.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Yes!
Ooh, go on.
Give it a nice shove.
Oh.
No way!
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Not this time.
That's unbelievable.
Teasing
Absolutely.
You. Faisal, you're now down to two counters.
Right, okay.
Andy's the only one with all three left. Next question. Honeydew is a variety of what, Marge?
Melon.
What fruit? It is a melon indeed, Marge. Would you like to play?
Number two again, please.
Light up drop zone two for Marge. It's a quick drop, Marge. You think so?
That's
yes.
It's got
Marge.
Yeah, that's...
Go, go.
Win your microwave.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Let's keep an eye on it.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh. Crikey, Marge.
That's a lot.
Emptied it.
Marge, that's 16 counters across the tipping point. That's £800. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. But also, Marge, you've got yourself a mystery prize. Would you like to know what you've won?
Of course, yes, please.
A Thames speedboat ride courtesy of London Rib Voyages.
Oh, lovely, thank you.
Well done, Marge, £800. You've still got one counter left to play. OK, next question for everybody. The Battle of Bosworth Field, in effect, brought to an end which series of English civil wars? Marge?
Was it the War of the Roses?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So, Marge, you've got one counter left. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play in four, I think, please.
Line up drop zone four for Marge, please. What do you reckon, Marge, where you wanted it?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't, actually, no.
You're looking at that double.
I think it'll push some forward, though.
Oh, one.
And you got the times two on there.
That's what I wanted.
Ooh. There you go. Another two with your last drop.
1,000.
That's another £100 across the tipping points. So, Marge, let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, and it means that you have £900. You have now used all three of your counters, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. So just Elaine, Andy and Faisal left in. Next question. Home to the World Snooker Championships, the Crucible is a venue. Andy?
Sheffield.
In which city? You're absolutely right. It is Sheffield. Do you want to play a pass, Andy?
I think I better play, no?
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one, please.
Load up drop zone one for the first time, please. Bouncy drop. Got it down, though. Nice settle.
It's a bit of a... Good.
Are we going to get anything? No! Not this time, Andy. So, Elaine, Andy and Faisal, you've all got two counters left with nothing in the bank. Next question. Mr. Jones is the farmer in which George Orwell novel? Faisal.
Animal Farm.
That's right, Faisal, it is. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
OK.
And I'm going to go for drop zone one.
Line up drop zone one for Faisal.
Ooh. Wow, nice one. That's a good, nice one.
Yeah. Serious. Yeah. Kamikaze, you dropped that one.
Yes.
Got it over.
Come on.
Take Andy's away. Yeah. Four across the tipping point. Well done, Faisal. Four counts is £200. I sent that from the machine and put it into your bank, so you're off the mark. Very well done, Faisal. £200 with one counter left to play. Next question. Which chemical element with the symbol Cl is commonly used, Andy?
Calcium.
Cl is commonly used as a disinfectant in swimming pools. Chlorine, Andy. Calcium. I'm afraid you get that wrong, so we steal a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Next question. Often kept as a pet, Netherland dwarf and American fuzzy lop are breeds of which mammal? Andy.
Rabbit.
It is a rabbit, Andy. Yes. Would you like to play?
I'm going to play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone two.
Let's light up drop zone two, please. Hit it on the right-hand side, Andy.
God. I'll put one in the penalty pot just in case.
It's not going to be any use whatsoever.
Risky.
That was a big risk, Andy. I'm afraid it hasn't paid off. So, you've used all three of your counters. You've got nothing in the bank. For the time being, you're out of the round. Elaine and Faisal, just the two of you left in. Next question for you two. Released in 1957 to coincide with his film of the same name, Jailhouse Rock was a song by which... Faisal.
Elvis Presley.
Which rock and roll star? Elvis Presley, indeed. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'm going to take a chance and play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone one again.
Right up, drop zone one. Four out last time. Stayed up, didn't it? Stayed on its edge. How's that looking?
I just need to... I kind of wanted it on the other side, to be honest.
It's OK. That's OK.
No, ooh, nothing.
You two get nothing from a drop. So, Faisal, you've used up all your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
OK.
So, Elaine, just you left in.
Yep.
Because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to these two questions to put those two counters into the machine.
Right.
You also need to do it in the allotted time, Elaine, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Yeah.
OK, here comes your first question. Which river flows through the city of Nottingham and the towns of Burton and Newark?
Trent.
That's absolutely right. Well done, Lane. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone two. See if we can shift that double down when you're ready. Release your counter. There we go. Oh, that could be good.
Come on, that looks all right, doesn't it?
Got to get right on it. Go on, nudge it. Yeah, yep, yep, yep. Oh. Here we go.
Yeah.
OK, that's two. That's important. It's £100 across the tipping point with that drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that gets you off the mark, importantly. Next question for Elaine. Which comedy game show regularly featured the catchphrases Uvavu and Iranu?
Oh.
Oh, you're out of time. Shooting Stars.
Shooting Stars.
Oh. Vic and Bob. Yeah, yeah. OK, so, Elaine, I'm afraid we have to steal that last counter from you. That's gone into the penalty pot. So, as things stand, Marge is way out in the lead with £900. Faisal has £200. Elaine is just behind him with £100. And he doesn't have anything, but... Yeah. It's not over yet. There are now two counters in the penalty pot. They're up for grabs as I ask one more question. If you get the question right, you win both those counters, you put them both into the machine. If you get the question wrong, you will be frozen out of the running. Andy, currently in last place.
Need this.
Have any chance of going through? You have to give me the correct answer if you can. Good luck, here comes your penalty pot question. The expression for your information is usually Faisal.
FYI.
It is FYI, Faisal. It nearly went then, didn't it? Andy, I'm afraid that means you're going to be going home.
Yeah.
Faisal,
unfortunately.
You get to put both counters into the machine and see if we can reel in Marge. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone three.
Drop zone three it is?
Drop zone three.
Line up drop zone three for Faisal, please. Get down. Ooh, stopped in the middle. What do we reckon? Going to be flat.
OK.
It's just riding a touch.
I don't know if it's going
to... You might get some movement on that, though. A little bit.
Oh,
yep, you got that one.
You should do it all right difference. Now.
Ooh! Very nice. That's five across tipping point, Faisal, with your first drop, £250. You've got one more to put in. Where do you want to go, Faisal?
Drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one for Faisal.
Kind of want it to be on the left a bit.
Should be able to get that black counter over. You give it a shove. There you go.
Okay.
Can we get a couple more here?
Come on.
Yes, you can. So another four across the tipping points, another £200. So let's take that £450 from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Marge has £900, Faisal has £650, Elaine has £100. Andy, I'm afraid, with nothing in the bank, we've certainly found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks a lot, Ben. It's been a pleasure, but looks a lot like my bank account, nothing in it.
Join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to go head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Elaine, Marge and Faisal have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the two double counters. And the player with the lowest score at the end of the round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. Marge, you are currently our leader with £900, so it's your choice. Would you like to face the machine first, or would you like Faisal or Elaine to go instead?
I think I'll play.
OK, 30 seconds for you to answer as many questions as you can correctly.
Okay.
Every time you get one right, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you're not sure of an answer, just say pass and I'll move on as quickly as possible.
OK.
Ready?
Yes.
30 seconds for Marge, please. Your time starts now. In the UK, the Metropolitan Police Service operates primarily in which city?
London.
Correct. Which green vegetable is added to potato and spices to create the dish sagaloo?
Pass.
Spinach.
I know, I couldn't think of
which
it.
Which British decimal coin was introduced in 1971 and withdrawn from circulation in December 1984?
A two-piece coin.
Halfpenny.
Oh.
In the internet abbreviation WWW, what does the first W stand for?
World.
Correct. Dick King Smith's novel The Sheep Pig was the inspiration for which 1995 film?
Pass.
Babe. Not to worry, Marge, you've got two counters.
Thank you.
So a chance to try and build your lead, which is already sizable. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two, I think.
Please. OK, let's start at drop zone two, please. Been busy, drop zone two. This is the seventh drop. Bouncy drop.
No.
Oh,
I knew,
no,
yeah,
Marge.
It was.
just slightly off centre, that rider. It's not going to help you there, I'm afraid. So, one more to go, Marge.
I'll go with two again.
Please. Line up drop zone two. This time, come on. Gone early there, Marge. Took a risk, but it is flat. Now then, can you get something over? Excellent. Are we going to add? We are. Crikey. What a Marge. That's six across the tipping point. £300. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You finish up with £1,200. Well done. So, Faisal, you're in second place. Your choice now. Would you like to go or would you like Elaine to go instead?
I think I'll go.
30 seconds for Faisal, please. Your time starts now. What is the primary ingredient of the sauce traditionally used as pizza topping?
Tomato.
Correct. What flower appears in the logo of Welsh political party Plaid Cymru?
Daffodil.
Correct. The port city of Piraeus serves which European capital
Pass.
City? Athens. In the home improvement acronym DIY, what does the Y stand for?
Yourself.
Correct. In which 1980 film do Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton exact revenge
on... 9 to 5.
Correct. In Rastafarian culture, which former emperor of Ethiopia is believed to be the reincarnation of God?
Wouldn't know.
Haile Selassie.
OK.
Four correct, wow. Faisal. Very well good. Done.
Thank you.
Four counters put into the machine. Where are you going to start?
I think I'm going to go for drop zone four.
OK. Let's light up drop zone four. Great way of catching Marge if you can get it out. You've got four counters to play with, Faisal.
Cool.
Good luck. OK. It's 11 we're looking for to try and reel Marge in. Can we get something here?
Come on.
Nice and flat.
It's on the bottom if you can get it.
Yeah, but it's just trying to get it, isn't it, I guess? Come on, something full.
There you go. Could be good. Oh. Yes. So, Faisal, five counters with your first drop. So, we're off the mark with £250. You've got three left to put in.
So, I'm going to go for drop zone four again, I think.
Light up drop zone four. Try and edge that double towards the tipping point.
OK. That's where I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
Here we go. Come at it. Come on, then. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh! Stacking the shelf. Love a bit of that, Faisal. You've got two to go.
Right, OK. Drop zone four again.
Settle down. Yeah, you're going to get something.
Just need something to fall. No.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm just building up drop zone four, so I think I have to be drop zone four.
Let's light up drop zone four. This could play into Elaine's hands. You need them out. There you go.
Good one. Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Good one? Come on. Come on.
Give it a squeeze. Six more will draw you level.
Oh, no.
Still got some.
Goodness me, that's an exceptional overhang. So, Faisal, that's two more across the tipping point with your last drop. So you finish up with £350. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you now have £1,000. Very well done.
Thank you.
Elaine, we come to you.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds for Elaine, please. Time starts now. Which flying insect produces the nutritious substance royal jelly?
Pass.
A bee. Which former First Lady and Secretary of State released the memoirs Hard Choices?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Comic actor Charlie Higson also writes books about the early life
Pass.
Of which... James Bond. People referred to as Twitchers are participants in which hobby?
Pass.
Birdwatching. Cornichon is the French word for which small pickled cucumber?
Pass.
Gherkin. Which actress played Beth Jordash in Brookside from 93 to 95?
Anna Friel.
Correct. Monozygotic is the scientific word used to describe... what kind of twins?
Pass.
Identical. You've got two counters, Elaine. Where are you going to go?
Can I go for drop zone four, please?
Light up drop zone four. Now then, in the right place, this could be very, very lucrative. It's a double we need. It's 18 you're looking for, £900. But that double could be crucial. What are you thinking, Elaine? Is it in the right place?
I think so. Oh, it's that little gap in the front, isn't there?
Doubles the entire draw.
Oh, my God.
Wow!
looks like Christmas. Look at that.
Oh, Christmas all over again.
Elaine, we needed £900. That's 15 counters across the tipping point, which is £750. But of course, crucially, the double is in there. So we double that £750, which means that single drop is worth £1,500. You've still got one more counter to put into the machine as well, Elaine.
Yes. We'll go for drops on one, please.
Let's load up drops on one, please. Right side, maybe not.
Still okay.
Still okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need it flat.
It's been hanging over there, isn't
it? Yeah, it is flat.
Oh.
But nothing else to add, I don't think.
I can't be greedy after that.
There is plenty there, isn't there? So, Elaine, at the end of your turn, it's £1,500. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, and that has changed everything. Elaine, you are now our leader with £1,600.
How did that happen?
Marge, you're in second with £1,200. Faisal, you gave it a cracking shot, but I'm afraid with £1,000, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Ben. It's been great.
So it's Elaine and Marge who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Wayne Rooney is famous for playing which sport? A, football, B, tennis, or C, cricket? Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 0904 161 3030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 pence from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT05 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Elaine and Marge. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. It's time to find out which of you will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000. Now, Elaine, thanks to that stunning double drop at the end of the last round, you are leading. So, it's your choice. Would you like to keep control of the machine and take the first question or would you like Marge to have it?
I'll give it a go.
OK, first question for you then, Elaine.
Yep.
In a 2014 property survey, which North Yorkshire spa town retained its title as the happiest place to live in Britain? Now, you can pass this to Marge if you're not sure.
I'm 50-50 in my head, so I'm going to have to pass.
Marge, you got any ideas?
Would it be York?
You've gone with York. What would you have said, Elaine?
Richmond.
Or?
I think it's Harrogate in that area.
So Marge, you said York. Let's find out. Is the answer York? The answer is Harrogate.
Yeah.
It was Harrogate.
But you won.
OK, so the great pass, Elaine. So you got the counter. Where are you going to go?
The bottom half of two looks quite good, so I think I'll go for drops on two, please.
OK, let's load up drops on two, please. Straight in. This ghost drop just controls it at the end. You might nudge that double over here. Or are you going to go round it?
Yeah, I like the doubles.
You do. Can't be a good double. No, not quite. So stay in there. Nothing from that drop. So, Marge, we'll come to you for your first question. Marge, William Shakespeare is believed to have been born and to have died on which saint's day? You can pass this to Elaine.
I'm going to have to pass it.
So, Marge isn't sure. Elaine?
I don't actually know, so I'm going to go for St. George's Day.
If you're right... It's a great steal. Is the answer St. George? Yes!
Wow!
Oh, my goodness.
Well done, Elaine.
Wow.
Cracking.
What is
cracking
going on?
Guess.
Brilliant.
I think drop zone two again, then,
Let's
please.
Let's load it up, please. Go on. There you go. Now then, will
Same
this nudge
spot,
it over?
Isn't it?
Oh, there's a little gap there. OK, not to worry. That was a steal, so you've set it up nicely. We come to you, Elaine, for your second question. In which 1996 film does Tom Cruise say to Renee Zellweger, I love you, you complete me? You don't have to answer it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going for this one.
You know this one?
I really think I do. Jerry Maguire.
Let's find out. Is it Jerry Maguire? Yeah, of course it is.
Well done, Tom.
Yeah. Elaine, where would you like to play?
Drop Zone 3, please.
OK, let's line up Drop Zone 3. Only the second time you've used it. Oh, some more have just fallen. It's not going to do anything, though.
Oh, please be flat.
Get a few over, maybe. Oh!
Oh, that's long.
Elaine, you just plugged a gap. Marge, great opportunity for you now if you can give me the right answer to this question. Marge.
Yes.
Which member of the Osmonds had a Christmas number one with long-haired lover from Liverpool?
Donny.
Didn't have to answer it.
Oh, but I have.
OK. You think Donny had a Christmas number one with a long-haired lover from Liverpool? You quite confident with this one? OK, let's find out. Is the answer Donny? Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Osmond. Marge.
Silly Billy.
Elaine, you get the counter.
Oh, well done,
you put three
Elaine.
In so far. Have another one now. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 3, please.
Let's fire up Drop Zone 3. Towards the left-hand side of his lovely machine.
Yes, good one.
What do you reckon, Marge? Any good?
Yeah, it's a good
think
one.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, flat.
Oh, it's riding.
No, it's riding.
Oh, another little twist. Can you get anything? No. Goodness me. That was a steal, though. So we come to you, Elaine, for your third and final question. Elaine, which best-selling novelist has written three volumes of A Prison Diary, subtitled Hell, Purgatory and Heaven? You don't have to answer this, but you think Marge would know.
I think when you say the answer, I'll go, oh, yeah, but I don't think I know, so I'm going to pass.
OK, Marge, can you
Sorry.
Dig this one out? Any ideas? Best-selling novelist we're after.
Danielle Steele.
Danielle Steele. Steele.
You know, I've got no idea.
Let's find out. Is the answer Danielle Steele?
No.
It's Geoffrey Archer.
Oh, a bloke.
Oh.
A bloke?
I thought it was going to be a woman for some bizarre reason.
So Elaine. Another
I
good
just
pass.
I don't know because nothing's happening now. We've peaked.
It doesn't matter because you keep
Let's
getting the counters.
Go for three again, please.
OK, load up Drop Zone 3.
It's got to go.
It's got to now.
Yeah, it's got to.
The fifth counter in this round. Nothing's come out. Surely at some point.
Yeah.
It's got to be something.
Definitely. I say that every time.
Yes, it's flat.
Yeah.
Now then, if you can get a few over that top shelf.
Oh.
There you go.
Still
Just
some.
The two, so that's £100. You have got something out, though, finally. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, so you're up to £1,700. Marge, we come to you for your third and final question. Your last chance to try and get back into this game. Marge, at the end of which sporting event is the David Dixon Award presented to the most outstanding athlete? You can pass it if you want to.
Gonna have to pass it.
So Marge isn't sure. Elaine, any ideas?
I would just go for some kind of male sport like PGA golf.
PGA golf?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go with PGA golf. Is the answer the PGA golf? It's the Commonwealth Games.
Oh, I didn't even think of
Gymnast Frankie Jones won it this year. Oh. Marge, that was a cracking pass.
Thank
so
you.
This is your chance.
I'll go with three then, please.
Let's have Drop Zone 3, please. 10 counters, Marge. Get it. Oh, don't go too far that way. You're kidding. Oh, I'm riding as well.
Oh, dear.
Elaine.
You've won.
It paid off in the end. Marge, you gave it a cracking go, but I'm afraid that means at the end of the round, Elaine is our winner with £1,700. Very well done. Marge with £1,200. I'm afraid we have found your tipping point. At least you've got your speedboat right up the top.
I have, yes.
Thank
I
you for
have.
Playing.
Thank you, Ben.
So congratulations, Elaine, you're today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into our machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000. Can Elaine master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, though, for your chance to win an amazing £16,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Wayne Rooney is famous for playing which sport? A, football, B, tennis, C, cricket. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 0904 161 3030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT05 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Elaine here is our winner. She's got herself £1,700. Very well done.
Thank you.
So if you've got £10,000 today, if we win that jackpot, what would you do with the money?
My dad's got a big birthday next year, so there's a trip that I've always had in mind to take him on, so definitely that would be it.
OK. Right now, it's your chance to try and win today's £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to win £10,000 is get it out again, and here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question will be, but, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get that jackpot counter out.
Yeah.
Don't forget, there is still one double in the machine.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it will apply to anything that drops for you. Of course, what we really want you to do is walk away with £10,000.
Yes.
So the first thing is to put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are your thoughts?
I think I'm just going to put it in three and try and play three mainly and see what happens.
OK, let's line up drop zone three, please. This is the big one now. You've used three a lot. Let's get this one in. OK.
Oh, that's good.
You could shift a few with this push. Go the doubles down and over. Wow.
There's nothing left.
I think you cleaned it out in one drop. Elaine, what a way to start. 15 counters across the tipping point. That was all waiting to drop. So we're up to £2,450. And we've just put the jackpot counter in.
Yeah.
It's right there in the middle of drop zone three. OK, let's have a look at your end game subjects. They are geography, sport, hobbies, children's literature, history and film.
Good grief. Sport. See how that works out.
Well, you've got to save yourself. You've got to redeem yourself, Elaine. OK, well, look, you can take them in any order you like. So when you're ready, give me your first one. And for how many counters?
I think I'm going to try and go for a middle-of-the-road one and see how I work out. So I'm going to go for geography, please.
Right, for how many?
Two counters.
We'll have a geography question for two counters to get us started, please. Which is the largest of the Royal London parks? Richmond Park? Hyde Park or St James's Park? Any ideas? Do you know London well?
I haven't really been down here very long, but I would say it's probably going to be Hyde Park or St James's Park. Hyde Park has a lot of the big summer festivals, doesn't it? So it needs to hold a lot of people, so I'd probably say Hyde Park.
Do you want me to light that one up?
Yes, please.
Let's take Hyde Park. Is the answer Hyde Park? Richmond covers almost 2,500 acres. OK, so no joy with that one.
Nope.
And that was middle of the road.
Yes.
Let's go back to the categories. Sport, hobbies, children's literature, history and film.
Film. I'm good with the ones that I know and I'm bad with the ones that I don't, but I'm just going to be brave and go for three for film, please.
Right. We're going to get into it with a film question for three counters. Come on now, Elaine. In 2014, which film in the original Star Wars trilogy was voted the greatest film of all time by Empire magazine? A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
In my head, The Empire Strikes Back is ringing a little bit more of a bell. So you've just got to go with what you think, haven't you? If you don't know it, then you've got to go with what you think. So The Empire Strikes Back, please.
Should we light it up?
Yes, let's just go for it.
We're going to take The Empire Strikes Back. Is it The Empire Strikes Back? Yes!
Wow!
Well done!
I couldn't believe it.
Back to three counters.
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
It's going to have to be Drop Zone 3. There's a lot going on in there, so
there
Drop
still
Zone
is.
3, please.
Light up Drop Zone 3.
It's not too bad.
Don't.
It could move it.
Oh, man! He's going to hide it a touch as well.
Oh.
You don't like that. Okay, it's getting buried. We need to get one behind it and shift the load.
Yes, exactly. Drop Zone 3 again, please.
Light it up, please.
Oh. Oh.
Just slip
as long as it goes flat.
Yeah, that's all we want. We could shift a few behind it.
Yes.
Go on. Yeah, oh. A couple more, maybe. Lovely. So that's three across the tipping point. So we get a little bit more money. £150 goes into the bank. £2,600. One more to go.
Yep. Drop Zone 3 again, please.
Light it up, please. Yep.
Flat.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, nice flat one. Shift a few. There we go. Anything here? Maybe that pair on the edge.
Oh.
Yep. And another something. Two across the tipping point. Another £100. So the money's going up nicely.
Yep.
£2,700. Let's have a look at the categories then, Ali. So we're left with sports, your favourite, hobbies, children's literature and history.
Hobbies. That's just quite generic, isn't it? So we'll just be brave with hobbies and go for three, please.
OK, worked out last time, didn't it?
Yep.
Hobbies for three counters, please. The Greyhound Pub in Tinsley Green, West Sussex, has hosted the World Championships of which game since 1932? Marbles, Tiddlywinks or Conkers?
Conkers you associate with being outside. Tiddlywinks or Marbles?
When was the last time you played Tiddlywinks?
When I was little, so actually, yeah, again, that's for little ones in my head. So I remember stories of my family younger with marbles. When I was younger, that was a game. It's kind of gone out of fashion a little bit now, so maybe that's an older game. So that's the one I'm swaying towards, marbles.
Marbles?
Yeah.
Should we light it?
Yes, please.
OK, let's take marbles, please. Is the answer marbles? Yes! Well done! OK, look, brilliant.
Fabulous.
Really, really fantastically worked out, Elaine. Well done. Three counters.
Yes, Drop Zone 3 again, please.
Line up for Drop Zone 3.
Come on, in the middle.
Get over.
Oh.
They're going either side.
Either side.
We shift the mystery counter. OK, don't worry. Set it up nicely. Two to go.
Yes. Drop Zone 3 again, please.
Fire up. Ah! It looked like it was going to slot between the two studs.
Flat? It's flat, brilliant.
Yeah, let's get that mystery counter over, maybe.
They don't want to touch it, do they?
There we go.
Oh.
Excellent. That's two across tipping points. That's £100, so the money goes up to £2,800. We've got one more to go.
Yeah. Drop Zone 3 again, please.
Light up Drop Zone 3.
Come on, we really need to get it in the middle now.
Yeah, that's
the
one. Now get flat. I'll get a decent shove on this. It's going to go right.
Please go flat.
Yeah. Shove, yep. Clear a few away.
Almost. Fantastic.
Very nice. So that's another two across the tipping point, so another £100. The money's up to £2,900. That's going up very nicely indeed.
Yes.
We've got that jackpot counter, even though it's slightly hidden, right up to the edge of that top shelf.
Yep.
Well done. OK, back to the categories. History, children's literature or sport?
I'm as bad at history as I am at sport. But you've got to be brave, haven't you? So we'll just go for two with history, please.
Okay. We're going to go history for two counters, please. Formed soon after the First World War, which international organisation was the predecessor of the United Nations? Council of Europe, League of Nations, or the Commonwealth?
Oh, it's almost... Well, it's got Nations and League of Nations, haven't it? And for some reason in my head, a League of Nations is standing out. United Nations isn't anything necessarily to do with Europe, is it? So... And Commonwealth is the Commonwealth countries. League of Nations, that's what we're going for, yes, please.
We're
going
to light it up. Is the answer the League of Nations? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Very well done.
Fantastic.
1946 that the UN replaced it, but you worked that out brilliantly. Right, two counters.
Yes. Drop zone three again, please.
Light up, drop zone three, please.
Move. Come on, in the middle.
Right, in the middle.
Ooh.
Shift a couple there, though. Those two might go.
They don't want to go anywhere near it, do they?
No, not at the minute. That might get a little nudge on that. Anything going to go in here? That's one counter across the tipping point. That's £50. £2,950 there.
Yes.
One more to go.
Drop zone three again, please.
Light it up. Get it right behind that black counter in the middle lane. Come on. Magic touch.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, yes.
That's on the money. Now, B flat. B
just that
flat.
Gap there, isn't there? Oh.
No, you...
Unbelievable.
Oh, how frustrating. OK, so no joy with that second one. Let's go back to the categories.
Children's literature. We'll go for two, please.
OK, we'll have a children's literature question for two counters, please. In the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel, what does Gretel push the witch into at the end of the story? A well, an oven, or the sea?
An oven.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Confident about this one?
I think so, yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take the oven. We think Gretel pushes the witch into an oven. Yeah!
Yes!
Well done. Well done, well done. Right,
there
two.
There is something up there.
There's loads. You've done brilliantly. We just need something over there, though.
Yes,
something
we
right
do.
Behind that black one.
Drop zone three again, please.
Light it up.
Oh, in the middle. Ooh. Might be able to close that gap off a little bit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Flat.
We'll get that silver counter over at least, I think.
Yeah.
Go on, go on. Oh, no. One more to go.
Yes. Drop zone three again, please.
Light it up.
Better on the left than the right, isn't it?
B flat, B flat.
Oh man.
A lot of riders in this round. The last thing you needed.
It might make that black one a little bit.
There you go.
Yes.
We can see a bit more of it as well. So we're edging that mystery counter over and we can see more of the jackpot counter again. Okay, let's have a look at the last category. Saved the best to now. Sport.
Oh.
What do you reckon?
Well, I know how rubbish I am at it, so we'll go for two, please.
Yeah?
Yep.
OK, we're going to go sport for two counters, please. The game Shinty is most closely associated with which of these countries? England, Scotland or Wales?
I've never even heard of it.
Shinty.
Shinty. I don't know why, but I seem to be thinking towards Scotland. There's no reason in my head for that, whether I'm from up near the border and maybe I've heard from it that way, but I'm just going to go for Scotland because it's sticking out a little bit more than the rest, not because I know.
Let's light up Scotland. Certainly sticks out. Is the answer Scotland? It is! It's very similar to hockey.
Yeah.
I love it up there. Love a bit of shinty.
I'll have a go.
Two counters.
Two's looking good at the top, but not so much at the bottom. I think we'll go for three again, please.
Let's stick with it. Light up drop zone three.
Not quite.
They're in the right place, those two, aren't they, if we can get at them. One more.
Yes, we'll go for drop zone 3 again, because they're all... It's quite full on the top, so hopefully it'll do something.
Light it up, please.
Good.
Not being remotely interested in the jackpot, can I? Let's be flat. Ah! Oh. It's the way it's gone, unfortunately, in this last round. Too many riders.
Yeah.
Not enough jackpot action. So, Elaine, £2,950 is what you've got.
Yes.
We're out of questions, we're out of categories. At this stage, I would usually offer you a trade, 3 last counters in the hope of leaving with that £10,000. Given how it's gone so far, pretty sure I know what you're going to say, but I need to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
I don't think the jackpot counter's going anywhere, so I'll take the money. Thank you very much.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you. Goodness me, £2,950. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Thank you
Fantastic.
So much.
So Elaine leaves with £2,950, the jackpot counter, though. That's staying exactly where it is. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.